The Paul Winchell, Jerry Mahoney Show. The Paul Winchell, Jerry Mahoney Show, featuring that lovely young singing star, Vera Barton, and Bob Stanley and his orchestra. And here is that talented young ventriloquist, Paul Winchell, and his little wooden dummy pal, Jerry Mahoney. Right now, Paul is on the phone arranging for Jerry's birthday present. Jerry hasn't come in yet.
Yeah, that's right, Phil. Yeah, be sure and have the bicycle over later in the day. And what's that, Phil? Yes, it's Jerry's birthday, and I want this to be a big surprise for him. Yeah, okay, Phil. Here he comes now. I'll see you later. Goodbye.
Say, Winch.
Hmm? Oh, yes, Jerry?
Will you help me with my arithmetic?
Your arithmetic?
Uh-huh.
Well, I thought school was over.
Not for me, it ain't. Oh, I still gotta study arithmetic or I stay in the sixth grade again. And believe me, it's getting monotonous.
Well, what's your problem, Jerry?
Well, it says here, if 1 gallon of gas costs 19 2/10 cents, how much does 4 gallons cost?
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that silly?
What's silly?
Gallons again.
but that's not the point.
No?
No, I don't see anything so difficult about the problem.
You don't?
It's just 4 times 19 2/10, that's all.
Yeah, well, the 19 doesn't bother me. It's the 2/10 that louses the thing up.
Jerry? Now, what's your language, Jerry?
Why, are there sailors in the house?
Oh. Look, let's get back to the problem.
Okay.
Now, all you do is multiply by fractions.
By what?
Fractions. You know what a fraction is, don't you?
Oh, sure. If a guy breaks his leg, that's a fraction.
No. No, that's a fracture.
Oh.
Now, I'll figure it out for you.
Swell.
Now, let me see. 19 2/10.
Yeah, 19 2/10.
I'm a little rusty in my fractions.
It's a bad place to get rusty.
Well, now, let's see. 19 2/10, we all know that 2/10 is 20, so we take the 20 and add it to the 19.
We do.
Now, 20 and 19 is 39. Now, we'll divide the 39 by 4 gallons.
You divide it?
Now, 4 goes into 39. Let me see. 4 into 39. You see, you can't do it. We'll have to make it 40 instead.
What are you doing, raising the price of gas already? There's a ceiling, you know.
Be quiet, Jerry. I'm trying to help you. Now, let's see. How many quarts are there in a gallon?
What's that got to do with it?
Let me see now. There are 16 ounces in a pound.
Yeah, but they don't sell gas by the pound.
Jerry, on second thought, I don't think it'd be fair to the other children for me to do your problems for you.
Uh-huh.
You've got to learn to figure these things out for yourself, the way I always did. Nobody ever helped me with my arithmetic.
Winch, is this the way you've been figuring out my problems for me all year?
Well, certainly.
No wonder I flunked arithmetic.
Bob Stanley in the orchestra and George Gershwin's Of Thee I Say.
Happy hum-dum to me.
Jerry, what are you doing?
Oh, just singing. Do you happen to know the day today is, Winchell?
Sure. Today is July 10th.
July, very good, very good. Well, the person who is nearest and dearest to you was born today.
Oh, you're wrong, Jerry. Today isn't my birthday.
Today. Well, you're sharp as a wet tea bag tonight. Look, Winch, someone standing beside you was born today.
Oh, you mean the stork brought a package?
The stork brings packages these days, too?
Of course.
Parcel Post must be really up against it. Now, Winch, concentrate hard.
Okay.
If I was born today, what day is it?
Now, don't tell me.
All these years, people call me the dummy, eh?
I've got it. It's your birthday.
Sometimes I wish John Kiernan was a ventriloquist. Correct.
Well, I didn't forget your birthday, Jerry.
You didn't?
And you know the type of presents I give.
Yes, I do. I do.
Knowing how extravagant I am, what do you think I'd give you?
A bag of peanuts.
Jerry, I'm going all out on your present.
You mean you're having them salted?
No. I mean I have a wonderful surprise for you.
You have?
Just because you've been so well-behaved lately.
Oh, because I've been so well-behaved.
That's right. Now, because you've made such a fine record.
Could I have the surprise now, please?
Why now?
Well, you know how easily records get broken.
Say, I wonder who that could be.
Maybe that's my surprise.
Good day, Mr. Winchell. I hate to take advantage of our being neighbors, but may I come in?
Sure, sure. Pull up a pail and sit down.
Mr. Winchell, do you mind if I come right to the point?
Well, just be careful not to sit down on it, that's all.
Sure, quiet. What's troubling you today?
Well, all year my wife and I have been putting a little money aside for a fund for her to go on a vacation this summer.
Oh, well, that's nice.
Yes, I was very happy. But this morning she decided to go.
And you hate to see her go?
Oh, no. I'd have been very happy to see her go. Only...
Only what?
Only you know how high living expenses have been lately and taxes. And the horses haven't been running so good.
Oh, I get it, Winch. The fund has shrunk.
That's right, Jerry.
Well, just how far has the fund shrunk?
Mr. Winchell, it's shrunk right out of existence.
Well, does your wife know this?
She found it out this morning, and now she's left me.
Well, what do you want us to do about it?
Well, I was wondering if you knew the name of a good detective to look for her.
Well, let me see. There's Detective O'Brien.
Oh, no, he won't do. The last time I hired him to look for my wife, he found her right away.
Hey, listen, what's the matter with Officer Monahan?
But, Jerry, Monahan's so absent-minded, he'd forget who he was looking for.
Oh, that's just the man I want. Where can I get in touch with him?
Yeah, but he'll never find your wife in a million years.
Well, that ought to be long enough.
I'm afraid I don't understand. If you don't want your wife to come back, why are you hiring a detective to go look for her?
Well, I'll tell you, Mr. Winchell. She always comes back anyhow. And I'd rather have a detective bring her back than I have her come back alone.
Oh, I see. To protect her till she gets home.
No, to protect me when she gets home. Well, I gotta go see Officer Monahan now. Goodbye.
So long.
Good luck. How about that surprise you were telling me about?
Could I have been wrong about your behavior?
About the birthday present, please.
Is today your birthday, Jerry? Well, congratulations.
Why, it's Vera Barton.
Thank you for the congratulations, Vera.
Oh, that's all right. Say, Jerry, do you know anything about the chewing gum on the couch last night?
The chewing gum? Couch?
My sailor and I found it when we sat down. We had to sit there alone for hours.
Because of the gum?
No, but boy, what an excuse that gave us.
Wow.
Oh, he was so romantic. He kept asking me to kiss him.
Well, I hope you didn't weaken.
Oh, no. I kept right up with him until it was time for him to leave.
Oh, no. Well, at least weaken enough to give us a little song, huh, Vera?
All right, Jerry. I'll sing. Good night, wherever you are.
I'm right over here, dear.
Good night, wherever you are. May your dreams be pleasant dreams wherever you are. If only we
wonderful, Vera. Vera, that was very, very good. Hutman.
Hutman? Pull on your kilt, Wincho. We know you.
Ah, lassie. You have a bonny, bonny voice.
Boy, is this guy corny tonight, huh?
Thanks for being so nice, Paul. Well, I've got to run out and buy a wool bond.
Atta girl.
We'll take the hit out of Hitler, and our Joes will get Tojo. So long, boys.
Goodbye, Vera.
Goodbye. Come on. Oh, she's a nice girl, and now, Wincho, about that surprise for my birthday?
The surprise. Now, let's see.
Oh, say, Mr. Paul.
Oh, hello, Amanda.
I've been cleaning out the closet in your room. What do you do with your old clothes?
He wears them. Oh, is that so? Well, let me tell you something. I have a suit for every day in the week.
And believe me, it always looks good on you, too.
All right, Terry. Say, tell me, Amanda, have you heard from Clementine since you got married? How's she getting along?
I was talking to Clementine just the other day.
You were?
Mm-hmm. She and Hal have been married the best part of a year now.
The best part of a year?
Uh-huh.
Oh, they just got back from their honeymoon.
Well, ain't that the best part of a year?
Say, do you know how to fix for money? What is Harold's income?
Usually about 3 in the morning.
No, I mean, how much money does he make?
Well, I don't think he makes as much as he says he does. I was at a party at their house last week, and 2 people had to play the same piano.
Silly.
Well, I sure hope they'll be happy. Harold has married a beautiful woman and a good cook.
He has? Is that bigamy?
Boy, she's crisp as a cracker, ain't she, Lynchel?
Yeah, she is.
And twice as crummy, Jerry.
Say, tell me, is Clementine well, Amanda?
Oh, sure. Clementine's just fine. But Hal says sometimes he suffers a little from matrimonial dyspepsia.
Matrimonial dyspepsia?
Yeah. His wife don't agree with him.
Oh.
And he says he's getting an impediment in his speech, too.
Oh, that's too bad. Mm-hmm. What is this impediment in the speech?
His wife.
Well, I'm sure they'll be happy together. People talk too much about unhappy marriages. Well, just look at all the happy marriages you see every day.
Oh, sure. There's plenty of happy marriages, all right, Mr. Paul.
Mm-hmm.
It's living together after the marriage that's tough. Well, I gotta run along now and see if the beds are made up.
Oh, they've been fighting again?
Yes. Oh, yeah. You know how twins are. Oh.
Rhythm of the Rumba. Bob Stanley and the orchestra play Tupinamba.
Thank you.
you take that, will you, Jerry?
Oh, sure. Maybe it's your gift.
Hello there, partner boy. Hello, Mahoney.
Why, Officer Monahan.
Officer Monahan. Is that cop following me around again?
But you're Officer Monahan.
I'm Officer Monahan. Oh, dear, so I am. I wish you'd told me about this sooner.
Why?
I've been trying to get away from myself all day.
Well, why did you come over tonight?
Oh, no, you don't. I'm too smart for you this time.
What are you talking about?
That's the question you stuck me on last week. Oh, I've been so absent-minded lately. Today I arrested someone for making faces at me in the street.
Well, what's absent-minded about that?
I was standing in front of a mirror.
Oh, Monahan, you ought to pull yourself together.
You mean I should get tight?
No. I mean about your absent-mindedness.
Oh, yes, indeed. It's awful. It's awful. It's terrible. It's just awful. Just before I came here, I fell down a flight of stairs with 2 pints of beer.
Did you spill any?
No, I kept my mouth shut. Oh, dear. You know, it's my wife, though. I can't seem to use my head when she's around.
Why not?
Well, she usually gets first crack at it. Now, you take last night, for instance.
Now, what happened?
Well, when I get home, my wife says to me, Pat, she says, she always calls me Pat. Must be my first name.
Yeah.
Pat, she says, today is our 15th anniversary. Do you remember when we were first married?
And what did you say?
So I says, darling, my memory goes back even farther than that. I remember when I was happy.
Say, Monahan, talking about anniversary, do you know that today is my birthday?
Is it really?
Yes, it is.
Oh, you don't say.
Yes, I do say.
Oh, dear,
oh, yes, yes.
You know, I got this new uniform on my last birthday.
You did, huh?
Hey, see, that's why I'm over here. Someone put some knots in my old uniform.
What did they put in?
Knots, Mahoney.
Knots to you too, my man.
Well, tell me, who do you suspect?
Well, now, my wife saw a little red-headed fella who looked an awful lot like Mahoney here around the house.
Now, Officer Monahan, how could you suspect me?
Matter of fact, it was the spitting image of Mahoney here.
Sergeant Monahan, you couldn't think it was me.
Why, I have a good mind to arrest
Captain
you.
Captain Monahan, you don't think it was me?
I think I'd just take out my handcuffs and I'd...
Commissioner Monahan.
And I'd just... Did he say Commissioner Monahan?
Uh-huh.
Well, now that I'm in charge of the police force, I got more important things to do. So long, boys.
Goodbye, Monahan.
Come on.
Lovely Bill Barton sings about the San Fernando Valley.
I have a little tale to tell about a place I know so well. And so I say, go west, young man, to the land above the Rio Grande. I'm packing my grip and I'm leaving today, 'cause I'm taking a trip California way. I'm gonna settle down and never more roam and make the San Fernando Valley my home. I'll forget my sins, I'll be making new friends where the west begins and the sunset ends, 'cause I've decided where yours truly should be, and it's the San Fernando Valley for me. I know that I'm safe in Satan, he will be waiting when my lonely journey is done. And kindly old Reverend Thomas made us a promise he would make the two of us one. So I'm hitting the trail to the cow country. You can forward my mail, care of R.S.D. I'm gonna settle down and never more roam and make the San Fernando Valley my home. So if you're ever traveling far, just can't figure where you are, if the prairie moon is wide and high, you really made it, you're in the San Fernando Valley.
And once more, let us return to my present. I'll go. Oh, it's Daphne. Well, come in, Daphne. Gee, you look pretty today.
What's eating you?
Oh, well, Jerry's having a birthday today, and he's campaigning.
Oh, I get it.
That's not the point. The point is, will I get it?
Will you get what?
The bicycle I want.
Well, I don't know, but I'm going to a fortune teller to see what my boyfriend is going to give me for my birthday.
A fortune teller?
Yeah, one of them gastrologists.
No, you mean astrologists. I know a little bit about astrology myself. What sign were you born under?
I wasn't born under no sign. I was born in the front bedroom.
No, you don't understand. You see, you were born under the sign of Zodiac. The Zodiac is a group of 12 stars.
Gee, 12 stars. Must be an MGM picture.
Now tell me, what is your star?
Victor Mature.
No, and I'm talking about the heavenly body.
That's what I'm talking about.
No, I mean, when were you born?
Oh, about 9 o'clock. Mother was out playing bingo. My, was she surprised when she got home?
Maybe she won you in a bingo game, huh?
Oh, I don't think so, because I remember Pop saying I was no prize.
Look, what I'm trying to find out is what month you were born.
Oh, December. I remember I wanted to be home for Christmas.
Oh, well, then you were born in Capricorn.
You're crazy. I was born in Brooklyn.
Well, you see, I was born on the Leo, or the Lion.
Yeah, and he's been lying ever since.
There he is. I mean, I was born under the sign of the Lion.
Oh, you were born at the zoo.
Yes. No. Oh, let's forget the whole thing. I bet I know what you want for your birthday.
Yeah? What?
Frank Sinatra.
Oh, please. How many times do I gotta tell you don't mention that name so sudden? Oh, honest, every time I hear that gorgeous voice, I get so much spring in my bobby socks, I get fall in my yarches. Oh, well, I gotta be going now. So long.
Goodbye.
So long, Daphne. Come on. Come in. Oh, gosh. I wish people would leave us alone long enough for me to find out what my present is. Tell me, Winchell, did you get me? It's a conspiracy, that's what it is. We'd clean up if we charged a nickel admission here. Come in.
Ah, good day, my young friend. I represent the Punk Golf and Gamble Publishing Company. We're featuring a wonderful new volume that shows you how to have an irresistible personality. It's called 50 Nifty Art Poses. Wait a minute, that's the wrong book, brother. Ah, here it is. How to be charming, though repulsive. Now, this little volume tells you in 5,000 easy lessons how you can make people slap you on the back instead of the face. All right, brother. Here is lesson number one, the charming smile. And now, here is lesson number two, the winning laugh.
Don't do that.
And now, brother, now here is lesson number three, the friendly slap on the back. All right, now I'm going to let you in on something, the secret of the lovable disposition. Be a good listener. Don't hog the conversation. Let the other guy talk. Always keep your trap shut. How many copies do you want?
Well, I'll tell you.
I know what you're going to tell me. You're going to tell me you can't read.
Why, no.
Well, why didn't you tell me that in the first place?
Well,
I'll tell you why. Because you have no consideration for other people. And do you know why?
I'll tell
you why. Because you're selfish, that's why. You just don't care. And do you know why? I'll tell you why. You don't care because you're selfish. And do you know why? I'll tell you why. Because you just don't care. And why don't you care? Because you're selfish. And do you know why?
Tell me why.
How should I know?
Hey, let me ask you something, huh?
I have never seen it to fail. Here I am, trying to swindle you out of an honest dollar. I can't get away to an edgewise. 6 million people. I got a pick on a guy who does nothing but talk, 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 talk. I'm through. I'm going back to Pulp, Gulp, and Gamble and tell him the guy who wrote this book is a heel. So long, heel.
Wow. What a character that guy was, huh? Say, Paul.
Yes, Jerry.
Don't you think it's time we got back to the question of the birthday present?
Well, I suppose you realize you don't really deserve it.
What do you expect me to say?
Well, after all, I am very fond of you, and I don't think you really mean to be bad.
Of course not.
You're just full of mischief.
That's it. What didn't I think of that?
So, I'm going to give you your present.
Oh, boy.
Here it is. How do you like it?
Oh, a bicycle. Oh, gee whiz, this is wonderful. You're great. It's marvelous. It's terrific. Why, it's even mediocre. Yeah.
Well, I'm glad you like it, Jerry. What do you plan to do with it?
Do with it?
Yeah.
Oh, boy. Fishing trips. Right through the park. When I got errands to do, just zip, zip, and I'm back.
You forgot the bread I told you to get.
Sorry. Zip, zip. Here it is.
Yeah, but you know, Jerry, there's a hat that goes with this bicycle.
A hat, too?
Certainly.
Gee whiz, this is too much. What kind of hat, huh?
Well, on the front of it, it says Western Union.
Oh, boy. What? You mean I gotta work? Take it back. I don't want it. Take it back. I don't want it.
Well, folks, that's our show for tonight. And with it, we bid goodbye to Paul and Jerry for the summer. We hope you'll be with us again next week at 9:30 p.m. Eastern Wartime, when we'll be inaugurating a new program. So for the time being, at least, here's Paul Winchell to say...
So long, folks. Have a nice vacation and don't get too much of a sunburn.
And Jerry Mahoney, who says...
Ouch!
What's the trouble, Jerry?
I'm already burnt to a charcoal.
Oh, never mind. Well, good night, folks, and hope to see you again in the fall.
Good night.
The Paul Winchell, Jerry Mahoney Show was written by Ruth and Bob Powell and Arthur Alsberg and was produced by Roger Bauer in the WOR Mutual Theater in New York. This is Mutual.